Welcome to Stardust Stereo. I'm Parker McFinney. I'm your host. Today's the 19th of April, year 2024. Today we're going to talk about tomorrow's Jupiter conjunct Uranus aspect. This takes place on the 20th of April at 7:27 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. That would be 10:27 p.m. on the East Coast. If you live elsewhere, you will have to do the math. This Jupiter conjunct Uranus transit is getting as much hype as the total solar eclipse. I call it the grand freakness, because what is possible is that everything gets blown out of proportion. Jupiter is like those sponges that you get at Trader Joe's, and you put a drop of water on them and they expand. And when it's conjunct Uranus, which is, how can I be a rule breaker? How can I be a rebel? How many ways can I go outside the box? So clearly, when you blend these two planets at 21 degrees and 49 minutes arc of Taurus, you've got the freak show. That's one possible avenue that this can go. Another is an incredible stroke of luck. It can be an aspect that indicates taking a huge risk pays off in a grandiose way. Of course, looking at the state of the world right now, that's a little scary. Since this particular conjunction takes place in the zodiac sign of Taurus, we have to look at what Taurus represents. It represents our banking system, cattle, the art world. This would certainly have something to do with digital wealth. Also, Jupiter with Uranus is airplane accidents. I wouldn't be flying right now if I were you, but some people have to. So if you do, just allow extra time, because Mercury is still retrograde. And Mercury retrograde is conjunct Venus. And so to me, as I look at this overview of Jupiter conjunct Uranus, I see what we need is a grandness of love, a burst of phenomenal love on a global level like we've never seen, because we have never, ever really dealt with the level of violence that we are seeing right now. I actually totally underestimated the level of violence that was going to be ushered in the last couple of weeks. But it seems to just continue unabated. So I would say, look at your chart. Look where Jupiter and Uranus at 21 degrees, 49 minutes arc, rounded off to 22, balls in your chart. Do you have any planets between the orb of 19 to 23? Pay attention to those houses that those planets are in. In the mundane chart, when this conjunction happens exactly, the moon is at 29 degrees Virgo in opposition to Neptune. That would indicate a very fertile imagination that is great at orchestrating order. And we do need some order in the world. And maybe you need order in your art creations. Maybe you need order in your personal domestic life. Maybe you need to rearrange the bedroom and paint the walls fuchsia to feel uplifted. Jupiter with Uranus also encourages extreme sports. And again, going far beyond what is anticipated, breaking world records. So this event is not just one day. It will be in effect for 14 years. Every time that 22 degrees of Taurus gets triggered, there is a possibility in your life of having strike lucky gold. Maybe striking luck for you means being able to control your diet, or being able to expound upon habits that work well for you, or breaking a mold of fear. It favors those who think outside the box. It also, in the mundane chart, has a super power surge because the Sun has just entered into Taurus. It's in a square with Pluto that is in Aquarius. So what we have on a global level is disagreements about who controls the wealth. Disagreements possibly at the World Bank. The market is likely to go way up or even way down in the next few days. You can't really predict with this because it's unpredictable. Because the conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus happened in Taurus, we look to see where is Venus in the chart. And Venus happens to be at 19 degrees Aries, also conjunct Chiron. It is conjunct Mercury retrograde. That conjunction with Chiron indicates that love heals. And it does. But other than the conjunction of Mercury and Chiron, and of course, a wide conjunction to the North Node, the cycle of becoming, that Venus is not making a whole lot of aspects to other planets. My interpretation of that is, this is an excellent time for you to focus on and review and eradicate all ideas that prevent your healing and going forward. What holds you back from stepping over that line and going for your dreams? This Jupiter conjunct Uranus also indicates that space travel going to become very important in the next 14 years. The world of comics will go through incredible changes. We do need more humor, so we will feed and support all those stand-up comedians who can make us laugh. The key to utilizing this is to discover what you love, what makes you laugh, and how your uniqueness can be used in your lifetime or the next 14 years, which is for some a lifetime. And of course, Jupiter conjunct Uranus is the massive 9-0 earthquake, big earthquake. Bigger than you ever thought earthquake. And that may be actually what we need right now as we continue to drop bombs on Mother Earth as if she has no feelings at all. She could shake us off just like a flea in one little speck of a moment. And highly predictable with the Jupiter conjunct Uranus is that a massive quake will come to humble us all. And perhaps then we can manage to love thy neighbor. Because if he's still alive, he might have water. The oddball is the winner with Jupiter conjunct Uranus. You know that nerd that you made fun of in high school? He becomes the new Einstein. Or the third party candidate suddenly leaps out in ahead and everybody's like, what? How'd that happen? Jupiter conjunct Uranus is fueling and favoring those, I'll say it again, that think outside the box, that go against the normal train of thought. This is a freedom cry aspect. It is dealing with food because Taurus is involved, the fertile earth, and how we feed ourselves and the importance of having healthy, good soil. But for all of this, we need awareness and caring, and we need love. We need love for Mother Earth, for ourselves, for our fellow human beings. and we need love in our personal life. So if you are sitting on the fence about love, don't sit on the fence anymore. The Jupiter conjunct Uranus can be sudden weddings, sudden divorces, sudden friendships. It's all about the big, oh my God, I never thought. Fill in the blank. It favors unorthodox beliefs. And right now, having peace and love does seem to be a little bit on the fringe side of things. Jupiter also deals with the clergy, the justice system, and storytelling. We will see some shocks and unexpected changes in our Supreme Court order. Jupiter with Uranus is sudden, unexpected friendships on a global scale. Countries that you did not anticipate to be friends suddenly might start supporting each other. Jupiter with Uranus also deals with inventions, and I'm hoping there will be a wave of such a level of intelligence that we will come up with some really logical, mind-blowing, healing therapies. It would be fabulous if Ayurvedic took off, the natural way of healing using diet and lifestyle as your canon. Another thing that you can do is look in your chart and see what is the relationship between Jupiter and Uranus in your birth chart. That will also indicate for you how well you can digest the merging of these two planets. If your birth Jupiter and Uranus are extremely well aspected, then this conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus is going to be much better for you than if Jupiter and Uranus in your personal chart is not expressed well or is challenged. If your two planets of how I relate and the groups that I associate with, because Jupiter and Uranus also deals with how I communicate, how I share knowledge, and how I do this with networking systems. Uranus rules friendships, but it also rules a networking system. So if you are a stunted growther with how you communicate to others, this conjunction can indicate that if you love yourself a little bit more, are more gentle with yourself, and more gentle with how others receive what you want to share, that could be a breakthrough. This, of course, can also indicate mega divorces, some astronomical, sudden, shocking separation of not just individuals, but corporations. You know that saying, too big to fail? Well, Uranus will laugh you off the planet with that one. We are going to continue to see protests on university campuses, and I actually predict that in the coming couple of years, people are not going to be spending the sums of money in order to get a degree. So there will be big shifts in our universities and educational system. And that is even more so for art schools. Taurus rules art. So there's going to be some shifting on what you do with that degree, where the focus is. Technologically, Uranus could really indicate an explosion in digital art again, or in some new technology that allows for a new form of artistic expression. Those of you who believe in alien abductions, well, we'll see if it's just science fiction, or if we find out some new information about UFOs, space travel, meeting another species, I don't know. It's going to be weird, whatever it is. So embrace your originality, embrace your weirdness, try not to get too freaked out about everybody else's weirdness. I mean, we're living in a time when people don't even know what sex they are. So everything goes out the window, and the Jupiter conjunct Uranus aspect is saying, what can you learn from this? How can you find humor in this? And where is the love, baby? So find that love and multiply it en masse. I'm Parker McFinney. This is Stardust Stereo. Thank you for listening. I'd like to thank my patrons. You know who you are. If you'd like to become a patron, you can do so at patreon.com/ParkerMcP. Or you can check out my website, kitchensari.com. That's the word kitchen and the word sorry, S-A-R-I, all together, .com. And get your own personal reading and find out what Jupiter conjunct Uranus has for you for the next 14 years. And I want to remind you, you are made of stardust. So go shine.